And welcome back to Season 2, Episode 1 of Polonium and the Piano Player. Season 1 hit 1,000 downloads last week and it's climbing every day. I never thought I was going to get past 50, so a big thank you for making that happen. Now, I've been seriously pondering getting a job. I've never actually had a job in my life. Wait, I tell a lie. I once worked at a place called King Burger, a fast food place in Dublin, for 3 days. But I was laid off for eating the burgers and refusing to clean the toilets. So anyway, I did apply for a job and lo and behold, I got my first job offer today as an Avon lady. Now, I'm not sure if the Avon lady is only in Ireland and the UK, but for those of you who don't know it, she sells cosmetics made by the brand Avon, kind of door-to-door selling. Now, I know the world is changing and gender identification is all the rage, but I don't think an Avon lady and me should be in the same sentence. Although, my brother did tell me, I still have the legs for it. Anyway, I'll keep you posted as regards my job seeking. After all, the government here have asked everybody, especially entertainers, to retrain as something else. Now, on a serious front, I had 5 polyps removed from my stomach recently, and I got the all clear from the surgeon, so a bit of good news there, and finally, draw a line on another part of that polonium poison episode. I was going to go on a rant about lockdowns and the whole COVID drama, but don't we have enough of all that, without adding another addition to the whole sorry tale? Suffice to say, it's just one big pain in the effing arse. So this morning from where I am on the east coast of England, watching the rain fall and the leaves turn to gold, winter is creeping up on us. It's American election time and the eyes of the world are on it, waiting to see what the outcome's going to be. I remember I was in San Francisco in 2016 when the last election was taking place. Wow, 4 years just flying by. With big changes for America to come, I'm sure. An update for my guests from season one, and John Courtney, as you may or may not know, won Britain's Got Talent and will be on the stage of the Royal Variety Show coming up soon. I picked a winner there. Somatica were signed to the London, Argentina-based record label Aztec and they're charting with the music, so a big pat in the back to Jim and Torina for sticking at it all the way. Nails and Tracy, well, they're working hard getting ready for the next Radio Star contest. And if anybody fancies themselves a radio presenter, then these guys will guide you all the way. Robert Mulhern, he's been nominated for lots of awards for the Sky Story podcast, and I'll keep you posted on that. And Cookie Monster, sax player Damien Cook is back in the studio recording a follow-up to a successful album, working with top-line musicians, and from what I've heard so far, it sounds fantastic. Now, I'll be bringing on more guests in the upcoming episodes, but for now, let's kick off with a song.
She lies in bed and prays for sleep to come. Can't face another night like this. So many problems in our world outside. She finds a refuge in her dreams. There's no one there to tell her what to do, how to live and what to say. She hides her tears behind the pouring rain. For just a while she plays a game. She gets away. She flies. She's a weeping willow in a hurricane, a sinking ship on a sea of flame, a stranger in a foreign land. There's no one there who understands. She gets away. Flies on angels' wings. She finds a place.
That was a song called She Gets Away. Now, I recorded a podcast with a few friends a while back before I took it to the next level, you know. And it kind of went down really well and I got lots of good feedback. Now, it's something I think new listeners might like to hear. Now, for those of you who already have heard it, my apologies, but I kind of like this one. So let me tell you about the time I was working on a riverboat back in 2017. The first and only riverboat I've ever worked on. Probably the maddest gig I've ever had. I was the sole entertainment for 120 passengers, all paying top dollar for a 2-week vacation sailing along the beautiful River Danube. I don't know why they call it the Blue Danube, because it's definitely not blue. Anyway, I was the piano player, the cabaret singer, the game show host, the MD, the DJ, and coordinator of all the daily programs from tours to events. A doddle. Not really. The money was good, mind you. So I'm playing in the bar one evening and there was a group of people chatting away, drinking the free champagne and wine. And they were asking me for all these great requests like Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb, David Bowie's songs, The Eagles. And one of the guests, he was 6'4" with long black hair and wore a leather jacket. And he seemed to be the focal point of the crowd. So I decided to find out who is this guy. I found the passenger list and it turns out that he's none other than Alan Parsons. Now, it was a friend of theirs birthday and it was coming up on the Sunday evening, and Alan asked me if he could do a number on the night of the birthday as a kind of a happy birthday to his friend. So I said no. Well, I didn't really. I asked him instead if he'd like to do a couple of songs, make a little bit of a night of it. He thought this is a great idea, so we agreed to do that. So we decided maybe do some Beatles songs, as he was one of the audio producers at the Apple Studios when they recorded Let It Be and Hey Jude. Well, this guy had done it all, you know. He also wanted to do his big hit Eye in the Sky, and he asked me to sing the chorus. I said, what? I kind of knew some of the song from memory, but had to download the music. So Sunday night arrives, and just before the show started, he came over to me and he said, have you got an acoustic guitar? I mean, come on. So instead of being calm before the gig, I was frantic. But always ask the Filipino workers on board of any sailing ship and they will get you what you want. Voila! One acoustic guitar, Mr. Derek. Now, previously, I've been telling all the passengers they really should try and show up for this concert, as it'd be a one and only chance to see the big man up close and personal. And it was a full house. And we had a great time. We ended up singing Na 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 Hey Jude at the very end of it. And just to give you an idea what that was like, here's a clip from it. As usual, I've been looking for new things to do. Songwriting and lyrics and podcasts. I've done a bit of that. I was speaking to Nails and Tracy a few days ago, as they were really kind of great for getting me motivated. And they asked me if I'd ever considered writing short instrumental pieces, like for TV ads and radio commercials and the like. So I said, I'll give it a go. So I began thinking of like a fast car, a piece of music that would give the listener a feel for the car, you know. I started messing around with stuff and this is what I came up with. And it's all a bit of fun and it keeps the old brain ticking over. You know, getting started in Series 2 was actually harder than I had imagined. I'm even 3 days late releasing it. Every time I began it, there was a kind of, an anger in the monologues. I think I must have just caught up in the things that are happening in the world today, every day for the last month or so. So it took a few days to get back to a good place again. And why not release it on November the 3rd, Election Day in America, Trump or Biden? We'll all know by the next episode, won't we? Now, if you do want to contribute to the podcast, or you'd like to be one of the guests on it, then DM me on Twitter or message me on Facebook. Spread the word if you want to as well. Have a great life today. I'll leave you with this song.
The days are long, but the nights seem even longer. Waiting for the rain to pass before I'm on my way. How nothing seems to be how it is anymore. Everything keeps changing every day. The only constant thing in my life is you. You're the only one who keeps me from falling apart. Hot here on the road, I call you on the phone. Light a candle, baby, I'm coming home to you. Home is where I kick off my shoes. Home for me is lying next to you. And home is in your loving arms, warm and safe and true. And I believe home for me is you. Tomorrow's gonna be the same routine. Up at dawn, looking for my jeans. Coffee black, smoke a cigarette. I promise you I won't forget to call you when I get to New Orleans. Home for me is you. Yes, I believe.